Attendance upon the Lord for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, second verse, first three words. Hebrews chapter 12, in the first three words of the second verse, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. And there is nowhere else for a poor sinner to look. There is nowhere else for a child of God in any trouble or trial or difficulty to look but unto him. Here we have this wonderful 11th chapter of Hebrews here, which is often called the roll call of the heroes of faith. And then chapter 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, we are indeed here compassed about with this great cloud of witnesses that this 11th chapter rehearses before us. But also, why does this cloud of witnesses of those that you and I have known in life's pathway, our two dear departed friends at funerals have just been announced, amongst this cloud of witnesses, here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, all these, they had those that were near and dear to them by the ties of nature. And the day came when they were called home to glory, to be with Christ, which is far better. And why there are those here, those of us here then have also known and witnessed those near and dear by the ties of nature being called home, glory, to be with Christ, which is far better. But there are those that are left. Yes, there is the natural affection. The ties are broken. There is the sadness, the sorrow. But blessed be the name of our God. They do not mourn as those that mourn without hope. It must be a dreadful thing to have those near and dear departing out of this life where there is literally no hope for their never dying soul. Sad state. But for God's dear people it is that they have hope. It's a good hope, a sweet hope, a sure and certain hope of a glorious resurrection in Christ Jesus the Lord alone. Why, I'm back here in the book of John's Gospel, we have the death of dear Lazarus, do we not? But why? And Lazarus dies. And there's these two dear women, Martha and Mary. And many came to comfort them in their bereavement. And oh, how needful that is for each of us to have that soft and tender heart to endeavour with God's help to comfort one and another. Some might say, well, that doesn't seem to be my lot. I can't do that sort of thing. It's not what you think. It's how the Lord uses your words, your conversation. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You may not know. You may never know what comfort you have administered to one of God's mourning, sorrowful people in a time of bereavement. Yes, a few simple words, a short conversation, a telephone call. Just to let them know that they're not forgotten, that you remember them, that you think about them. It means so much. I can assure you it means so much unto those who walk in a bereavement's path. And can I say this? And that's not just now and until the day of the funeral. It goes beyond that. It goes well beyond that. Yes, I know we have, everyone has their lives to lead and they have to go on with business and family affairs, etc. But oh, do spare a thought. Do spare a little time, a few minutes, to speak to those in bereavement path. Yes, well, here, there were the Jews. They came to comfort Martha and Mary. But then you say, dear Mary, she stays here in the house, and Martha hears that Jesus is coming. And he's coming near to her, and she will go out to find him, to me, looking unto Jesus. Yes, that's where the real comfort comes, I know. Oh, the comfort of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ unto his people. And Martha says to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. Now, I read again the faith of this dear woman. This is Martha. The one, yes, the one that was cumbered about much serving. The one that Jesus spoke a loving word of reproof and rebuke to, of saying, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. But we see here, whilst Mary is still sitting at home, with the Jews there that were comforting her at the loss of her brother, dear Martha's gone out, and she's gone to look to find Christ, her Jesus, her Lord. And why, what is it she says here? She says, unto him, unto Jesus, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She firmly believed in the resurrection of the dead. And she believed that her brother would indeed rise again. Yes, at that blessed day. Or in, yes, you think just around this chapel, the graves at the front and at the back. I can't say I know any at the front, but there's a good many that I know of at the back, laid there waiting the resurrection morn. Oh, what a sight it will be when the graves are opened, when the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh, may it be. Oh, yes, you think of over the years in our lifetime. Oh, that those have been laid there to rest. Some have been laid in sure and certain hope. Some have been laid in a good hope, sweet hope. But oh, may it be that these graves will give up their dead. And that they shall, yes, meet, yes, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which remain shall be caught up together with him in the air. But oh, the dead in Christ shall rise first. What an amazing, looking unto Jesus. And dear soul, yes, now at this very moment, those that have departed and have found with Christ, which is far better, are indeed looking upon Jesus. As their Saviour, their Redeemer, as the one that suffered, bled and died in their place, room instead. They sing his praise throughout a never-ending eternity. Oh, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Oh, will this be your blessed lot and mine? Yeah, to be numbered with them may I be now and throughout eternity. Is all, are you, am I looking unto Jesus, casting all our care upon him, praying to him that he would fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory. Yeah. This great cloud of witnesses, these here in the Bible, these here in the cemetery that have died in faith, that have finished their course, that have run their race. And you and I, dear soul, follow on. Looking unto Jesus. Well, the dear Lord then comfort all our hearts, each and every one that mourns and in sorrow. Yes, dear soul. Why take another step, looking unto Jesus. Well, dear soul, you and I, we've yet to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. We've yet to come to the day of our death. But what are we doing? Are we found looking unto Jesus? There is indeed nowhere else for us to look. Nowhere else for the child of God. Nowhere else for a poor, dying sinner. But to be found looking unto Jesus. This blessed Saviour, this glorious Redeemer, this one, yes, that seeks and saves poor dying sinners. But also there's this, is there not? By looking unto Jesus, by in the times of trouble, in the times of trial, again, yes, the times of trouble, the time of bereavement. Oh, Yes, look into the Lord to comfort. Look into the Lord to hold us up. Look into the Lord to strengthen us. When we feel, yes, so weak in and of ourselves, and you know that prayer that is often spoken and quoted, Lord, help me. Well, that was a dear woman. She got a very heavy trial, a very heavy burden. Yes, and some here this morning have very heavy burdens, very heavy trials of those that are near and dear to them by the ties of nature in sickness and affliction's path. And this dear woman, she had there at home a poor, dear, demented daughter. But she still loved her. She still loved her with all her affliction. Oh, I don't know about you, but I've seen some, and it more affected me, I think, more recent years, when you see one and another, yes, some younger ones that are sorely afflicted, disabled, and yet you see those parents. Oh, the love, the care, and the family too. Oh, the family as well. The loving care. Yes, they're cared for, they're loved, and they're prayed for. Yes, and very often it may well be, Lord, help me. It is all, and when you and I pray that prayer, looking unto Jesus, Lord, help me. Oh, why, what it might involve. I say what it might involve. Lord, help me. Yes, it may be this, all you say, Lord, help him. Lord, help her. Lord, be with them. Undertake for them. Lord, help me. Help me to continue. Hold me up by thy power, thy strength. Oh, that strength that cometh from above. What did the psalmist say? There, I think it's in Psalm 123, I will look up unto the hills, whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Yeah. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. This mighty God that spake, and it was done. Commanded, and it stood fast. Yes, he formed this world into being. He spake, and there was light. Yes, and there was the highest part of the dust of the world. Yes, the deepest peace of the ocean. And he formed, yes, all the cattle, the grass, the trees. Yes, I look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made. Yes, dear soul. And this blessed Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Able to do exceeding abundantly. You know, that dear woman, there with that poor, demented daughter, Why? There were those that said, the disciples, send her away, Lord. She troubleth us. Oh, and you know, one has a job to understand some of these things. But friend, oh, that you and I might have grace to bear one another's burdens. There was a poor soul in deep, deep trouble. And there were these disciples. Send her away. Ah, friends. Yes. Oh, that we may have compassion. Have compassion one upon another. But you say, this dear woman, the Lord has said, ah, yes, the Lord answered her not a word. But this all, you've got to remember this, that he was the Lord. And you've got to remember this, what you read in one of the narratives, when there was the need for the multitude to be fed, he asked Philip, what are we going to do? And it reads, and he himself knew what he would do. It is all, and he knows what he'll do for you and I. He'll know what he'll do for us. The Lord, it is that doth go before thee, he'll be with thee. He'll not fail thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. And there'll be this, looking unto Jesus. And again, why? Say, the Lord knew what he was doing. Yes, the Lord trieth the righteous. It is all you and I. We shan't pray in vain. That woman didn't pray in vain. Although he appears not to regard her prayer, yeah, but he knew what he was doing. He was trying her faith. And this all it may be, you and I are having our faith tried even this very day. Why? What is it the dear Apostle Peter says to us here? If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The trial of your faith is how it's your faith that is precious. Ah, gold in the furnace tried ne'er loses all but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Dear Job, why, what did he say? When he hath tried me, I shall. There's faith. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And this dear woman, oh, she came forth as gold, did she not? Yes, Jesus says, but it's not me to cast children's bread before dogs. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Yes, and a daughter was made whole. Oh, you see, faith prevails. Looking unto Jesus. It's the only place, dear soul, for you and I to look. Yes, casting all our care upon him. And here's Arlen, don't forget this, for he careth for you. The devil will have you and I. Yes, he says, you cast your care upon the Lord, but you don't have any answers. But that's not the word of God, dear soul. And you and I are not exalted to listen to him. We're exalted to listen to Christ. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Blessed be his name. Yes. He that said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Dear soul, are you heavy laden this morning? Come unto me, looking unto Jesus. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity joined with power. Looking unto Jesus. Why, there are then many things, trials, deep, deep trials that the Lord mercifully appears. You and I, you see, faith. What did it read here? What does it read here? Chapter 11, first verse. By faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, faith believes. And faith expects. Faith expects the reward. Faith expects it to come to pass. Faith believes that it has. That it has it in its possession. Looking unto Jesus. But another line of thought. Looking unto Jesus. This thought just comes to mind. You know, faith will go forward. The children of Israel, were at the Red Sea. There was this impossibility. There was mountains left and right. The enemy coming behind. There was, literally speaking, no way of escape. But God speaks. Bid the children of Israel that they go forward. Venturing faith. Looking unto Jesus. That which is impossible with men is possible with God. The Lord, he will exercise your faith and mine. He will. He'll bring us to the test as to whether we will cast our whole dependence alone upon him. Yes, and venture in and upon his mighty name. You know, I don't doubt that your dear pastor had been in this pulpit and many others probably as well. There have been those times when perhaps he's come to the chapel and he hasn't got a text. He hasn't sat at home. He hasn't said, well, it's no good me going. He probably has said it, but he still goes. He still goes. Because deep down in the hearts of God's dear servants, you see, there's this belief, there's this trust, there's this confidence that the Lord will appear. And why? What about the occasions when perhaps in the second hymn he feels his text is taken away and he's given another? What's he do then? What does any servant of God do then? Cast him all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And there's a looking unto Jesus. There's a Lord, help me. And the Lord appears. And the Lord appears. Opens the word. I should never forget, many years ago, now, the late dear pastor, Mr. Tyler, came here one week evening, it was. I can't exactly remember the text. Well, I can remember the text, but I can't remember exactly where it is. But it's there. But it doesn't matter really. But, you know, he gave out this text and he said, after a little while, he said, you know, friends, he said, when I gave this text out, I felt as though I was a man that was pushed off the diving board into the swimming pool and I couldn't swim. He said, but I'm swimming around now. Casting all your care upon him. Looking unto Jesus. Looking for the Lord to appear. Looking for the Lord to lend an unseen hand. Looking for the Lord to make a way where there was, is no way. Children of Israel, there was no way. There was no way. But you say, the Lord makes a way. Dear soul, go back to Genesis. Go back to the question God asked Abraham, which was, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Dear soul, have you got some hard things this Lord's Day morning? Have you got things, dear soul, that seem totally, utterly impossible? Well, they are impossible with you and I, but they are not impossible with our blessed Lord. Looking unto Jesus, making your requests and your petitions known unto him. Dear soul, and he will come. Because he will and does regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Looking unto Jesus. You know, you go back again into the Old Testament, to Genesis. And there's dear Joseph. Why, he's badly treated, isn't he, by his brothers? sold into Egypt as a slave. He's found in Potiphar's house. He's falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He's cast into prison. But you know, you read this there. But the Lord was with Joseph. And why, when the butler and the baker come, and when they have a dream, and he interprets the dream, you know, he was looking unto Jesus. He was looking for the Lord to help him. And the same thing when he called out of the prison to go and stand before Pharaoh. He was looking unto Jesus. Why, he certainly wasn't boasting, was he, of all that he was. No. Grace doesn't boast. Faith doesn't boast. Faith believes. Faith casts all care upon him. Faith commits its way to the Lord. Faith expects answers of peace. Faith expects, yes, for the Lord to make his goodness pass before us in the way. What is it one and another may be walking in here this Lord's Day morning? Looking unto Jesus. Friend, that there may be this blessed looking. You know, I say the Lord tries faith. Yes, and dear soul, and he will try you and I. He will. And that we shall have to come, yes, dear soul, to his footstool. We shall have to plead with the Lord to appear, to uphold. I don't know what it is, but there's this that seems to be so impossible. But you see, there's this looking. There's this look of faith. Perhaps there's one in here that got something in their business life, their workplace. Yes, dear soul. And it seems to you there's no way out. Perhaps you fear redundancy. You know, dear soul, and when Jesus was on the mountain with Peter, James and John, we read that he communed there with Moses and Elias. We read this, I think it's in Luke's Gospel, and I think it's only Luke that tells us this. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And that's where perhaps some of you are this morning. You feared as you enter into the cloud. But dear soul, it was in that cloud that the Lord appeared. It was in that cloud that they heard the Lord's voice. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And it may be in this cloud that you're in. It'll be a time of blessing to your soul. And this heart where we pray that he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. Looking unto Jesus. Casting all your care upon him. And yes, this heart, that's not the end of it, is it? And afterwards, they saw no man but Jesus only. They saw no man but Jesus only. Yes, thus he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. He makes all his goodness pass before us. And there's this, casting all the care. Friends. Yes. Yes, the Lord then bids thee, undismayed, go on. The Lord bid thee, undismayed, go on, looking. Looking unto Jesus. Sometimes there's this venturing forward, like the children of Israel. They were speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. And friends, you notice that God said to Moses, "And thou take thy rod and stretch out thine hand." Now, that was when he got to the sea. Moses going before them. And he said, there's a one much mightier than Moses here. There's our blessed Jesus that goes before. He said, and he'll make us this way. Venture to follow in all the way the Lord thy God doth lead thee. Looking with our eyes heavenward. Yes, with a gracious expectancy that you and I will see the Lord appear. See the Lord appear. Why? It makes me think of this word here. It may be of help to someone here, I don't know, but the poor soul. Perhaps. And we're all coming down to the hour and the article of death. And perhaps there's one or more here that fears that time. Oh, if ever my poor soul be saved, is Christ must be the way. Then this, you're looking unto Jesus. Hymn 303, which was just sung, we're looking unto Jesus. But what does the dear hymn writer say here? Why, he says this. My fears sometimes sigh, I shall never find in death's awful day true peace in my mind. But though thus surrounded, yet when I come there, I cannot be confounded, the Lord will appear. My dust he'll raise and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live. And there he'll deliver my soul from fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. Blessed be his name. looking unto Jesus. By, was it, he was dear Stephen, wasn't he? Oh, that terrible death that dear Stephen passed from this world. The dear soul, he passed from this world. Yes, being stoned to death, but he saw Christ. He saw the Lord of life in glory in heaven. Yes, his soul, he died looking unto Jesus. And may you and I die looking unto Jesus. Amen.